ice. When you take the ice out of the fridge, now it's got to melt. If you put the ice in the water, somebody will drink and give you dua for that. But if you put it on the road, it gets wasted. But you can't collect that water again. It's gone, finished, khalas. So every day, my brothers, our life is going, passing. But we're not going to love. Normally you say, kya kar rahe ho? Time pass kar rahe bhai. Chalo. If we are having the commands of Allah, then to time pass hai. But no, time is failed. If we are breaking the commands of Allah, breaking the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we are wasting our time, my brothers. Because every moment is taking us towards a grave. And no matter who it is, which religion he is, every insan, every human believes one thing. He might be even an atheist who does not believe in Allah. He also believes that one day he has to die. That is the biggest truth. There is no bigger truth than that. We have to die one day. No matter we believe it or we don't. We do anything about it or we don't. We can put ourselves in the cages or wherever we can hide ourselves. It is bound to come. Even the greatest man, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Jibreel came and said, Ya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has said you can live as long as you want in this world. But one day you also have to go. Who's the Habib of Allah? Whose name is with Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, you also have to go one day, my brothers. You know, every day, you know, we've been in South Africa for about 40, 45 days now. Every day we hear, he's going and he's going and he's going. Then, you know, people are saying, oh, he was old. Oh, he was sick. Now the youngsters are also going. Yesterday, today, somebody was telling me a 20-year-old boy went. Car accident. He said, oh, no, he had a car accident because he was driving very fast. You see, when it comes to my own, I think, no, I am very safe, alhamdulillah. I drive cars very well. I am not sick. I don't have any problems. But one thing is there, it is writing on the wall, my brothers. Death does not come because a man is sick or a man is old. Death comes because the time is up. That's the truth. You have to leave this world. Today, you know, we are not even, because when something is not discussed, out of sight, out of mind, then why should we do something about it? We don't know that what is going to happen in the grave. There are three questions which will be asked to every insan in the grave. No matter who he is. He's the king of the world or the beggar of the world. Irrelevant. Three questions will be asked from every insan. The first him, who was your sustainer? Now what have you done about that? You know, when the children have the exams, when we were in school also, so when we sit in the examination hall, so the invigilator, you know, the person who was roaming around there looking at us, so he gave us a questionnaire and a piece of papers. And he said, this is a questionnaire and this is a piece of paper. You write all the answers of this question on this piece of paper. Now a person can write whatever he wants. It's written 2.5 or 3 hours paper. He can write whatever he wants. He won't be asked anything. What are you writing? What are you drawing? What are you doing? You're scribbling. Whatever you want to do, painting, do what you want. But after 3 hours, that paper will be taken away, and then his faisla will be done. He's pass or fail. What he's written. So the same thing is, my brothers, the day we go in the grave, the first question will be, who is our sustainer? Hamara Rab kaun tha? What have we done about it? You see, this life Allah has given, not just to pass it out. Theek hai, I am doing what I want. I am very, alhamdulillah, Allah is very Ghafoor Rahim. You know, this is a normal statement. There is no doubt about that. We are not doubting that. But Allah is Razak. Why are you running out of the food then? He is Razak also, na? Allah says, I am Ghafoor Rahim, but I am Razak also. So why are we doing all the effort on the jobs and everything of the dunya? We should not. If we have the belief in Allah, that Allah is Razak, and Allah will forgive everything whatever do, then he's Razak also. So you should not do anything. You sit in the house and just the manusalwa will come from the air, inshallah, from the hawa, from the sky. But the whole day we are working jobs and money and shops and whatever we are doing for dunya. But when it comes to deen, you see, when you don't make an effort on something, when the value is not there, then we take it to the lethargy attitude. Okay, what difference does it make? The first question, my brother, is who was your sustainer? What a jawab. What do we have for that? What have we done about it? This is why Allah has given this life. Then the second question will be, how did you live your life? On deen or on your own? Now, how are we living? And the third thing, question will be asked, the Huzoor Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be shown, this Mushabi will be shown, that tell us who is this? What answer do we have for all these things? Out there, my brother, knowledge will not come that I know this, so I'm going to give the answer. Abu Jahl, who was in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who used to give torture to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say everything to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was also shown the face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he also would have said, Kalla, I don't know who he is. Because knowledge will not be there, my brother, it's the practicalities of life. So this life, my elder, just imagine a person who is living a life of his own, who's doing whatever he wants. Then just imagine what will happen in the grave. I don't want to say all those things, but I tell you, that's the worst place for that man, if he breaks the command, if he makes Allah happy and Allah unhappy and goes out there in the grave. And a person who makes Allah happy, who has got the commands of Allah, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's Nabi said, the moment he's going in the grave, that grave will be widened to these extremes as far as he could see. And a window of Jannah will be opened, and the air of Jannah will be coming in, and all the fragrance of the Jannah will come in, and he will have the bed of the Jannah also, and there will be an angel, a hoor will be sent in there, and the time in the cover he will spend, a person who has fulfilled the commands of Allah, that time in the cover will be for him like 2 rakah sunnat of Fajr. And Khudana Ghasa, a person is gone. While making Allah unhappy, then Allah Rahim, what's going to happen to him, my brothers? Allah Nabi says, the qabr is going to squeeze him between the two like he put the 2 fingers of his. So Allah has given this life, my brothers. It is not just to pass it out and just to, you know, say, okay, what about it? But to have that life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to do exactly what Allah is telling us, we have to have that yaqeen, that belief in the hearts. That yaqeen will be there, then the commands of Allah will come out of the body. And for that, the Nabi used to come. All the Nabi came with one effort. They said, recite the kalma, live the life of the kalma, you will be successful in this world and hereafter. My elder brother, today, but our yaqeen has become, alhamdulillah, but you see, if I don't have the money, what will I do? The whole day, our effort is that, that my solution to the problem is the money, is the dunya, is the worldly things. You ask a beggar on the road, what's your problem? He said, give me some money. And you ask a rich man, what's your problem? He said, give me some money. So everybody is running after money. And the people who have the money, their problem also not solved. And the people who don't have the money, they've got also problems. The solution to the problem is, my brothers, like the Sahaba, when they were said, when Allah's Nabi made effort on them, and they one thing very clear Allah Nabi made, that if you take Allah, the solution is the problem with Allah. Today, my brothers, the Sahaba had everything. They had nothing, but they had Allah with them. That is why they became the king of the world. Today, we have everything but Allah. That is, we are bigger than the world today. We've got problems. Everybody, insan, has got problems. Why? Because Allah is away from us. Because whenever a problem arises, we don't look at Allah. We go somewhere else. We tell somebody else about it. And deen in the life, my brother, will only come through the desire. Without the desire, Allah will not give deen. Abu Jahl had no desire for deen. Allah did not give him the deen. He had everything of the dunya. Bilal r.a. had the desire of deen. Allah gave him the deen. He had nothing of the dunya. But dunya, the worldly things Allah will give because it is written the fate. We'll get it. We have the desire or we don't have the desire. Because in the eyes of Allah, the whole world is just like a garbage. He's thrown it away. He's given it to the Yahudi, to the Nasrani, and even to the atheists, he's given it to them. Because in the eyes of Allah, there is no value where the dunya is concerned. Allah himself says, the 7 earth and the 7 sky and whatever it contains, in my eyes, it is not equal to a wing of a mosquito. So just imagine, we all running out of a mosquito, a wing of a mosquito. Even a person becomes the king of the world, that means he's got a wing of a mosquito. What is the value of it? No value. Because the moment we die, we go from this world, We will leave everything behind. We will not take anything with us covered. The coffin will be shrouded with. It has got no pockets with it. What we will take with us is the amal. Last thing I'll just say. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once the Sahaba was sitting. So he gave an example to make the Sahaba understand and to make us also understand. He says the person had three brothers. And one brother said, he asked the brother that I am dying. What will you do for me? He said, brother, as long as you live, I'm yours. The moment you die, I'm somebody else. So he asked the other brother, what will you do when I die? He said, as long as you live, I'm yours. When you die, I will make you, give you bath, a dig coffin, everything. I will take you to the grave. I will put you in the grave and I'll come back. That's all. The third brother, Allah Nabi asked, what can you do with me? He said, brother, you don't worry. In the dunya, if you have me, in the qabr, when you go, I will be in the qabr also with you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, said, which brother is the best? He said, Yasir ibn Azib, that brother will be in the grave with us also. So the first brother is like the wealth we have. The moment a person dies, his wealth is taken away from him. It goes. It's been distributed in the family. And the second brother is like the family, the friends, who will take him to the Qabristan, make dua for him, put him in the grave and come back. So my elder brothers, this is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treat the Sahaba, that this is what the brother we want. Now we have to make our own decisions. And my elder brothers, Allah has sent this world, no Nabi is going to come, this is your and my belief. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last Nabi, last Prophet. And this work of Dawat, taking this deen to the other people, is your or my responsibility. We are not taking this work as a responsibility. Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummat ukhrijat linnas, that I have sent you in this world. Why? To call people towards Allah. This is your work, this is a responsibility. We are taking everything as a responsibility, but the work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did the whole life of him, for which he had went to all the Spain. His two daughters were divorced. They called him so many names because of this work. But that work, my brother, we are not taking it as a work, my responsibility. I say, I'm a father. He said, she says, I'm a mother. He says, I'm a son. He is this, I'm a shopkeeper, I'm a businessman, I'm falah. But we don't take this work as a responsibility. And that is why what's happening out there is because me and we of us are not taking this work as a responsibility. The Sahaba left Makkah, Medina, went to four corners of the world. They knew the value. Today everybody, all the Muslims are running towards Makkah and Medina to say their namaz there, Makkah namaz, we do the inshallah in Ramadan. How many 100,000 times becomes more valuable? Medina namaz, 50,000 times more valuable. But the Sahaba left all those. They knew the value of namaz in Medina and Makkah. On top of that, they had Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of them. The namaz behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just imagine how valuable it was. But they left everything because it is a responsibility, the cry, the fikr, the concern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which went to the Sahaba, and their graves are four corners of the world. There were 124,000 Sahaba. How many Sahaba graves are there in Makkah, Medina? Not even 12,000 maximum. The rest, where did they go? They took this work, my brothers. And that is why today, Alhamdulillah, because of the sacrifice of the Sahaba, we are reciting this kalma, we are sitting in this masajid. Our elders, our ancestors have made so much manat on this deen, and deen has come to us. If they would have been very contented about their deen, that okay, my namaz, my tahajjud and my salat, believe me, we would be ringing bells somewhere in the mantras out there. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given this work. This work is mine, ours, because this is my responsibility. No Nabi is going to come. Just imagine in my house, how much I am concerned in my house that the commands of Allah are there in my house. How much concerned I am that how much children are on the commands of Allah. And how much the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are there in my children. We are concerned about the schooling and the food and everything. But what about the deen? What about the yakin of theirs? If khuda na khwasa, my child, he dies without the commands of Allah. Just imagine what a loss he will be. What will happen to him? The grave, other... Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, oh Fatima, when you go in the grave, remember, don't go as a daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will go, you will take your amal with you. The amal will go with you. So my elder brothers, Alhamdulillah, Jamaat is also here. We are here tomorrow also, inshallah. So we requested all the way. We are here. Let's do some effort out there. There's so many brothers you must be knowing. For some reason they are not coming to the masjid. For some reason they might not be fasting either. In my country also is like that, being a Muslim country. But there are people all over the world. If we can go and meet those brothers, call them to the masjid. This is the house of Allah. All the barakat, these are Ramzan days. If a person can do, if Allah gives him the strength and life, a person can do millions and millions and millions of years of ibadat and does nafal, he will never get an ajr equivalent to a farz. He will never get it. That is the status of a farz in front of Allah. But in Ramzan, alhamdulillah, one nafal is equal to one farz. And one farz we do, it is equal to 70 times you'll get it. So what are people losing those brothers out there? So inshallah, you can go and meet them, talk to them. You never know. Somebody's life might be changed. Somebody will start coming in the masjid. And inshallah, like Dawood alayhi salam, mashallah, Allah, I want to become your beloved. What to do? Allah said, oh Dawood, call people towards me. You will become my beloved. So we become the beloved of Allah. Doing this work, inshallah, if we keep doing this work, inshallah, and we die like this, so on the day of Qiyamah, we'll be raised with those people, with the Sahaba, with the Anbiya, inshallah, who are doing this work. So all the brothers request you to make niyat. And whatever time you have, we are here in the masjid also, inshallah, we'll have talib at 10 o'clock out here. So all are requested to be, whatever time you have, you can go and meet some brothers out there, inshallah. We'll do it, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين.